Hi, and welcome to I Can Become. My name is Jaden, and I'm 13 years old. I live in Beaverton, Oregon, and I like to dance, play piano, and sing. When I grow up, I want to become a singer. I really want to know more about becoming a singer, so my friends at I Can Radio have arranged for me to talk to Jimmy Harad, a professional singer. I want to ask him more about becoming a singer and what he wants to be when he grew up. So let's take to the stage. Hello, Mr. Jimmy, and thank you for coming on to the show. First, tell us a little about yourself.
Thank you for having me, Jaden. This is super cool to do. I grew up in Tacoma, Washington. I've lived here in Portland for the past 10 years, actually going on 11. For the most part, I'm a musician. I've sung in a lot of different settings and with different groups, and mostly known now for being on America's Got Talent, as well as singing with Pink Martini.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
That is a great question. When I was younger, I thought I wanted to do visual art. I used to draw people, and I never got good at drawing hands. Hands are very difficult to draw. I don't know why. And I tell the story that when we got pastels in third grade, I was like, oh, these are so cool. And I thought I was good. And then I saw someone else with pastels, and I said, that's their calling. I'm going to leave it alone. But I still like to draw. It's something I still love. So, and music ended up becoming something I really fell in love with, I think, as I went into middle school especially.
Wow. How old were you when you knew you wanted to be a singer?
I realized I loved singing probably around 10 years old, but I played clarinet in like fifth grade band and through middle school and high school, and in school, I would say middle school especially, and I liked blending in more so for a while. And choir is kind of like that too, where you get to be a part of the group, but on clarinet, I could completely hide behind the clarinet and not be noticed. But my teacher in middle school choir was really like, you should do a solo. And that led to me doing more and more.
Wow. So what are some necessary skills you need to become a vocalist?
When I went to school for music, I was at the beginning studying voice and then, you know, switched to composition. But something I realized very quickly is that you, one big thing is listening to what's happening around you, listening to the sounds you're making and attempting to refine those. I used to practice and still practice a lot with the piano for intonation in a way, but also breathing is a huge thing. When I used to teach at Portland State, I was working with the jazz program and I had a lot of students who had a lot of natural ability, and of course we're learning things in school as well, but I felt like someone from the classical program could really give them an extra amount of information I did not get, and so I brought in my friend to teach even me some extra breathing exercises and thoughts about posture and that sort of thing. You know, you're talking about your body when you sing. So there's a never-ending journey with that.
What is something I can focus on right now at school to become a good singer?
Well, are you singing in choir right now?
Yes. Yes, I am.
What section are you singing in, out of curiosity?
I am a baritone.
Okay, baritone. Woo. Because I can hear your voice has a lot of presence, which seems like you probably naturally project well, which is something some people struggle with. I think when I was your age, which was not that long ago, I think I was still trying to figure out my voice, but it seems like you're comfortable with your voice. And that's a huge thing. I think, though, in choir, what's always great is that you're singing with other parts, and it's a great chance to practice listening to what's happening around you. I know sometimes, especially in choir, we want to push because it's like, I can't hear my own voice, but it's a great opportunity to sort of practice balancing yourself. And there might be something in the future where you're doing a similar thing as that.
What has been your favorite moment as a singer?
What has been my favorite moment as a singer? I love when I can look out and not be nervous and connect with people. But I think that's it's easiest to happen when I'm singing something I really, really mean and the lyrics I really care about. And this is a moment that fortunately happens more often than not. So it's kind of hard to pick one. But, you know, when you connect with someone in any setting, but especially on stage, and you're singing some song you really care about, and to see someone else is resonating with that, and you're just being honest, that's a really special feeling.
Yes. What is the hardest part about being a performer?
For me, the hardest part of performing is nerves, because I still to this day get nervous. I think big stages can be frightening for some people, but I think this, just like us one-on-one, you know, sometimes you're in a really small room and you look and there's like 30 people and it feels like they can see every little bit of spit that flies out your mouth while you're singing. And They can hear every breath you take, and that can be really nerve-wracking. But
yeah.
Something someone told me is that nervousness is also sort of like excitement. And if you can think of it like that, you know, maybe you can overcome the anxiety of the moment. And also it's remembering, I think this was a big lesson for me doing that TV show, America's Got Talent, is that everyone is there because they believe that you can do well and that you can succeed. And so it's better to imagine everyone supporting you instead of like, oh, I'm nervous because people are looking at me.
Well, speaking of America's Got Talent, what was your favorite moment?
I think my favorite moment was actually seeing other performers. It's really rare that you get to, as a musician or whatnot, that, you know, normally you're just with other music people. So to be with jugglers and dancers and people throwing knives, not at me, but in general, that was really cool, because you get to see other people doing something they really love and have put just as much time in as you. And that's actually really inspiring. I felt like I met people who even also sing but have a very different story and journey. And that, you know, I've stayed in touch with a number of those people, and that's been like the biggest takeaway in a lot of ways.
Wow. If you weren't a singer, what would you be?
If I weren't a singer, I think I really thought I was going to be an English teacher, not English as in the language, but language arts. I liked poetry. I didn't actually like reading that much growing up, so that's still surprising to me. But I thought that was what I was going to do, and maybe that still would be something of a passion now.
What is something you wish you knew about being a singer when you were a kid?
I wish I knew when I was a kid that singing can be really, I think the word would be cathartic. Like, singing can be this thing that really helps you express what you feel and channel energy and you know, like that can be really happy emotions, that can be really sad emotions, but it can be a really great channel to like funnel all of your experience through. And I used to sing with this group that was like a dance party group. And so we'd play these late shows, 1 a.m, and all these people are there to dance and have a good time. And that I wish I knew that I would have that kind of experience with music. I was always so shy, but I think when I let myself have those experiences, I've been super thankful.
How long does it take for a song to be stage ready?
That's a great question. Some songs feel like they're never stage ready. Before I came here, I was practicing a little bit for a show I have coming up, and someone asked me, can you send me a little recording of what the song is like, the arrangement that I had done. And it's the arrangement's very new, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to perform this in 3 days. I hope I can do it right now for this little recording. And I think the sign that a song is stage ready is when it's just in your body and you're not thinking about it anymore. It just is, it's you now. It's not the song anymore. And that can take a while depending on the song.
So I've heard that you just returned from your tour from Europe. So what was your favorite place to perform at? And why?
Ooh, okay. So I was just with Pink Martini. We did, I think, 11 shows, 12 shows.
Wow.
And one of the theaters towards the end of the tour is this gorgeous, very famous theater in London called Royal Albert Hall. You're sort of, you're kind of far to the back, like a normal theater, but there's some seats behind you, and you look around and you just see, like, people having a good time. And the room has this huge sound, which sometimes can be overwhelming, but you hear your voice a lot. But that room was gorgeous, and it's always it's really cool to get to perform for people that really want to be there. And that to me is like the best moment is, you know that you're providing something people really want to see, and that they're happy and they leave the evening with a really good feeling.
Yeah. What do you think is your best advice for me?
I think my best advice to you is to keep being exactly who you are, because you have such a positive energy and you're bold and you're leading a radio show right now. Look at that. Already, I don't think I could have done that today. I think, and you know something, that you found something that you love and care about already. And I think that's so important to find for everyone. I remember being 16 and thinking about, oh, I'm going to college. And, you know, that feels so, at 18, you know, 2 years later, but it feels like it's really hard to know what you want to do with your life or even what you really enjoy. So if you can find something already, as you have, that you enjoy, and continue putting the energy you want into that, I think that's super special. And you should keep doing that and keep loving the things that you love.
Thank you. Do you have any questions for me?
First question, how old are you?
I am 13 years old.
Oh my goodness. There's so much charisma, so much boldness. I think that's it's amazing to be 13 and aware of the things you like and leading a radio show. How long have you been singing?
I have been singing for 5 years.
Okay. So did you do choir, I'm assuming, in elementary as well?
No, I didn't start choir until like sixth grade.
Okay, cool. But you were singing at home then or whatnot. Okay. That was me. I used to get complaints from our neighbor because I would sing with the window open at like 9 p.m. So don't do that, but keep singing. I love that. What's something else that you enjoy?
I enjoy dancing.
Oh, the arts all around. Okay. Do you get any chances to dance?
Yes, I am a competitive dancer. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. You get triple threat. I'm nervous for my future gigs. Can I just say thank you for wanting to do this? This is really cool and unique.
I mean, of course. Thank you for being here.
Oh, happily. It's special, and it makes me feel honored to be asked. Thank you so much for having me, Jaden.
Thank you for listening to I Can Become with me, Jaden. Today, I have learned that listening is a key part of becoming a great singer. To think of nervousness as excitement and to keep one's individuality. What do you want to become when you grow up? Why not tell my friends that I can? Just visit icanradio.org and let them know. And maybe you could interview someone cool, just like I did. I wanted to thank my guest, Jimmy Harrod, for coming onto the show. Because of you, I know that I can become a singer. Tune in next time when Aspen learns what it takes to become a voiceover artist.
You're listening to ICANN. The International Children's Arts Network is made possible by Hoffman Academy. Online piano lessons for kids. Learn more at hoffmanacademy.com.